USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier. Yeah.
Making his case to finish the border wall, President Trump in McAllen, Texas. He visits the U.S. border with Mexico along with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn.
Out of that, 133.
So yesterday alone, you had 400.
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India. We apprehended some Pakistanis. We apprehended some folks from Romania. On and on and on.
How many Pakistanis?
Yes, two yesterday.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here.
CNN's White House correspondent Jim Acosta mocked on social media as he does a stand-up near a slat fence at the border. He tries to downplay President Trump's claims of a border crisis, but Acosta's video on Twitter ends up supporting the president's argument that border barriers work. Listen.
As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border, but as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence.
It's week three of the partial government shutdown, and the blame game continues. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
There's no end in sight to the partial government shutdown, and California Republican Congressman and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News Democrats only changed their mind on border security to oppose President Trump.
I think if they cannot change their course, the Democrats should actually change their leadership. Who's coming to these meetings?
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce appears to be over.
That's the word from the CDC, which confirms 62 people in 16 states became sick because of the outbreak tied to lettuce grown in northern and central California. The illnesses began in early October, and 25 people were hospitalized. The CDC recalling the lettuce in December, saying there were only three new cases linked to the outbreak since then, so the outbreak is over, and any romaine on the shelves now should be safe to eat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the most popular resolutions in the new year is always losing weight. USA Radio's Tim Berg says one health expert claims it's not what you eat, but when you eat.
If you're looking to lose weight in 2019, one of the main things you need to do is work on keeping that metabolism constantly working and burning fat. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Michael Roisin. He's author of a new book titled What to Eat When, and one of the things we discuss is how the premise of his book is not about what you eat, it's when you eat it.
It is both when we eat and what we eat. One of the keys we found was that your metabolic rate changes as the day goes on. You have a circadian rhythm to it, much like you do with sleep. And it is caused by the same type of things, changes in hormones. And what happens is a calorie in the morning is less metabolically active than a calorie in the evening.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.